Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Jack Scrimshaw. Hiya, Jack.
Hello, and the pleasure's all mine, believe me.
So, Jack, you're fairly multi-talented, aren't you? So we're just going to talk about anything and everything, I think, tonight. So first off, you're a singer, aren't you?
Yes, just a little bit. I've been singing and suffering in pubs and clubs for a few years now, and I've done a couple of competitions. So, yeah, I'd say that's the main way I would be represented. Yeah.
So what instruments do you play, Jack?
How long have you got?
Go on.
Well, pretty much anything with strings, I'd say, but the main three, if we can limit it to three or four, is the guitar, the banjo, and the mandolin. I've just sort of started delving into drums again, just got an electronic kit, and I play a little bit of concertina as well. I used to think I could play bass, but it's been a while, so
How did you do in the competitions that you entered? I know I was following you on social media, yeah. But for those who weren't.
Well, I got to the final, actually, which was fantastic. The competition was basically all the best open mic acts in all of the UK. And, I got to the top 25, which was really good. Some fantastic talent on display. We all got to sing live at the NEC, which was brilliant. Didn't quite give it 100% on the night, but that's another story for other reasons, but it was still a blast to do.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So you're also an impressionist, aren't you?
Not an artist, no, I can't draw.
No, impressionist.
that's the artistic types out there. Yeah, I've been known to do a little voice or two and be approached by people in various places who think I just happen to be a very busy celebrity now and again, which I might have been, but that's for you to ask me, isn't it?
Well, I've heard you tell stories and things, and I've heard you do Thomas the Tank Engine, for example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I grew up listening to those. Had the tapes read by Ringo Starr, who tried like hell to disguise his Scouse accent. I don't know why, but he did. And that's kind of what started those off. But the real inspiration there was Rick Mail. God rest him. He was just amazing. He did a little series on Channel 4, which really got me into the storytelling. After he died, thanks to the wonders of technology, rediscovered that, and that's what started the storytelling off.
So you have actually won a storytelling competition, haven't you? You won the Settle Stories
a couple
of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, quite a few years ago now, yeah. I didn't tell you how long, but yeah, going back a fair bit. And, you know, it really came out of the blue, that did. And unfortunately, I couldn't actually get to the live ceremony, as it were, because part of the prize was to actually tell your story live. But Settles, for those of you that don't know, which included me for a long time, it's really tucked away in the Yorkshire Dales, and nobody knew where it was, sadly. So I didn't get to meet Mike Harding either, which was really sad.
Oh.
But the story won, which is the main thing.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So it wasn't a written story, was it? You had to actually tell it, didn't you?
Tell the whole thing. And to be honest, it had to be totally made up, totally off the top of my head. And it was my ex-wife gave me the idea, because she said to me one time, to cheer yourself up, why don't you just turn all this into a story? So I did. And well, it's the first time I've won anything, so it was great.
That's fantastic. Well done.
Oh, thank you. It was wonderful to do, and to actually, you know, have my story really praised by Mike as well. I mean, Mike's just such a talented bloke. I mean, great banjo player, great guitar player, great comedian, and he's been in Count Duckula, which I would love to do.
Oh, well, say no more.
I'd love to do. I'm still very cross, though, that they didn't ask me to audition for Danger Mouse.
I could just see you doing that.
Well, I did submit a little piece on Audio Boom with the three villains, like, done 80s style, so... but no, to no avail, and some other idiot did it instead. Some other person did it instead. So that was the end of that.
Oh.
But one day, my plan will come to fruition, and I will do the voices along with you, my beauty. Ah, thank you, Barone. Not you, don't. My Nero. Stop that. I've told you before. Sorry about that. I don't know what came over me there.
Oh, dear. Man of many voices.
Many personalities.
You said that.
Yeah, I did.
So is storytelling something that you would do more of, Jack? Is that something you could see yourself doing more of, or was that
absolutely
a one-off?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I was little, my favourite thing after school was basically to just retire off, as a lot of blind people seem to do. I was a bit of a loner, and, you know, I would just retire off to my room and make up a story about something, be it something that had happened in the day, or just tell my own version of a story that I already know, which, to be honest, is what I do most of the time, because there are so many stories that have been just forgotten and laid aside, the same as music, but even more so now, because of course kids have got iPads and they've got PlayStation 4 things and things like that, so there are no stories anymore. Nothing seems to be fabulous anymore, but yet you can I've sat down with my little nephews and nieces and told them these stories, and that's the quietest they've been for a few minutes, according to me mom, so
yeah. Oh, yeah, the art of storytelling. I used to love stories as a child. I think it's really important.
It's vital. I mean, they got me through, because obviously I couldn't read print books, and Braille books, you can't really take them if you're going away for a weekend. I mean, you can't take four volumes of Braille plus everything else you're going to need as an 8 or 9 year old kid. If you're going to stop it with your grandparents or stop with a friend, it just becomes too much of a chore. So I just used to pack a couple of tapes and a tape recorder. And I think now parents are starting to realize just how important audiobooks are. There's a big thing at the end of one of the American Harry Potter. Sorry, we've got a falling parrot here. Obviously doesn't appreciate audiobooks, but yeah, there's a big thing at one of the one of the American Harry Potter books that goes into great detail about why audiobooks are very important and how they enhance reading skills. And I couldn't agree more, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I love audiobooks as well. Yeah. So, well, seeing as he's butted in on your interview, what's your parrot called?
She's called Joey.
Oh, it's a she, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't sound like one, but... yeah, she's, I don't know what she's doing. I think she's gone back to sleep. So, yeah, she's always got to have her share of the spotlight. I've just started a new radio show, and it's took her 3 shows, but she's got involved tonight, so.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
So you do radio as well?
Yeah, I do a little bit of internet radio. I've just started, can I name the station?
Go on, why not?
Yeah, okay. I've started on... station called Ultimate Radio Experience, which is run by a great crew of people, which stemmed from a charity event, actually, where we raised over $2,000 for cancer research last year, which was great, and gone from being a singer on some of the shows to actually presenting my own show. And I also work with another station called Sky 106, which is a little bit smaller, but... they're a great crew of people as well. So fingers in a lot of pies at the moment.
Absolutely.
That's before we open the fridge.
So what sort of music is your influence, Jack? What are the types of music you like listening to and the ones that you like performing?
Oh, it's limitless, really, for listening. I mean, I really... didn't embrace music till my teens, but even when I was little, it was very diverse. I went from Michael Jackson and Kylie Minogue. I used to think they would come round to tea because I thought Kylie lived up the road. Yeah, and Michael Jackson was a little boy who was at school with me. Although for some reason he wouldn't speak to me, which is obviously not true, sadly. But you know, that would have been a talking point. But then, you know, my dad's a musician as well, so sort of went through the angry punk phase, and then I discovered Irish folk music and country music, which is what I play today, and just recently discovered the blues, and I love doing blues music. It's so soulful, and you can just throw everything into it.
Yeah, definitely. You can practically just make up your own lyrics, really, can't you?
Absolutely. But yeah, listening to music, it's anything. It's anything that sounds good. You know, folk, country, rock, reggae, blues. I'm not into all this modern stuff, all this noise, you know, all this electric stuff. But I'm glad to see it going back to basics.
People playing instruments. Definitely. Yeah. I'd agree with that. Well, I'm wondering if you, I know obviously not off the cuff now, but to go with this, if you would like to give us a piece of music that you performing to go along with this interview.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, we were talking about the open mic competition. What I can do is give you one of the tracks from that. And that was when the first round was actually in Nottingham, so I got to perform in my hometown, which was fantastic. All the family turned up and it was great.
Oh, that's wonderful. So yeah, that'd be fabulous. So what track would you choose, Jack? What do you think?
That would be the originally it was Tennessee Ernie Ford singing it, but I preferred the Tom Jones version of 16 Tons, which is basically an old railroad blues type song. Mm-hmm. About coal mining and railroad, and basically a lot of hard work put into a really soulful, energetic song.
I know it quite well because my dad used to like it. So.
Oh, brilliant.
So that'll be brilliant. And if people want to follow you, Jack, or hear more of your music or your impressions, because you are, I can honestly say you're definitely worth following. How can they do that? Well, what details are you happy to give out?
Oh, certainly. Well, this was obviously before the teeth were altered, but Junior is going to go far. He's going to go high in the rankings. No, nobody asked you, Chris. Right, you can follow me on Audio Boom if you wish to. I'd suggest younger listeners don't do that, though. but you can have me on Scrim11, which is S-C-R-I-M. As in Michael, number 11. I'm on Twitter as well, Jack_Scrimshaw. I wouldn't do the Facebook because, quite honestly, I get quite a few people who I've never met in my life adding me at the moment. So me and Facebook are probably going to fall out fairly soon. But if you do want to add me on there, just drop me a message so I know who you are, and then I won't delete you or anything else untoward.
Yeah. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Jack, and thanks for sort of like little samples of your impressions.
Not a problem.
Have you any that you'd like to finish with? Give us a little.
Well, honestly, Joe, first of all, I should explain this is the Dale Winton here, sweetheart, and it's an absolute. I'm sure you've heard of me. Have you seen me on Supermarket Sweep?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure you have, my darling. Well, what I'd like to say is thanks for having me on the VI Talk and all my showbiz pals, and hopefully we'll meet again soon, you lovely people.
Nottingham, let's jazz. Say a man is made out of mud, a poor man's made out of muscle and blood, skin and bone, mind that's weak and a bag of that strong, it loaded 16 tons, and what do you get, another day old.
get deeper in this pain. Peter, don't you call me, or I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and walked to mine. I loaded 16 guns, number 9 cold. My middle name, I was raised in a cambry by an old mama line. Ain't no hot talking woman make me walk a line. I load a 16 ton, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in death. Saying, Peter, don't you call me, or I can't go. I hold my soul to the company store. Step aside. A lot of men didn't. A lot of men died. I got one fist of iron, the other of steel. If I want to ride it, don't get to them, the left one will. You load up 16 ton, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.